This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the Seguin Matadors are in El Campo tonight, looking to go over the 500 mark as they face the Brazoswood Buccaneers. The Mats rebounded after an opening week loss to Alamo Heights with a 42-27 victory over Corpus Christi Miller at Matador Stadium last week. The win avenged a 56-6 loss to Miller last year in Corpus Christi. Seguin wideout Elliott Weaver had a breakout game last week with five catches for 145 yards and two long catch and run TDs. Quarterback Corey Daly passed for nearly 300 yards and three touchdowns. He also ran for a score. Defensively, the Matadors forced four turnovers. Marcus Troy, Caden De La Garza, and Julius Rivera all had interceptions. Damian Garcia had a defensive touchdown on a scoop and score. Matador head coach Craig Daly said he was proud of the improvement and preparation by the defense heading into last week's game.
Yeah, I'm really proud of them from week one to week two. You know, their turnaround, they played with a lot more energy, a lot more physical. They played with a little edge that we want our defense to play, and that's hats off to our DC coach, Scott Kissing and stuff. He really got in the rest of the defensive staff. We showed them what they needed to do to clean things up, and the kids did a really good job and played with a really good attitude.
Both Seguin and Brazoswood come into tonight's game with 1-1 records. Last year, the Matadors overcame a 30-7 halftime deficit against the Buccaneers in a 41-37 win in Katy. The Mats start District 13-5A play next week when they visit Victoria East. In other games tonight, the Marion Bulldogs 2-0 on the season take to the road to face the Gonzales Apaches. The game kicks off at 7:30 in Gonzales, and the Navarro Panthers will look to go to 2-1 on the year when they play on the road at Canyon Lake High School. The Hawks and Panthers kick off at 7 p.m. tonight. Our high school football Friday night starts at 6:15 this evening on KWED. We start things off with a Navarro Panther report, where we'll visit with Panther head coach Glenn Hill. Then we'll hear from Marion head coach Joe Call with the Marion Bulldog report. Then it's the Seguin Matador report, where we'll talk more with Seguin head coach Craig Daly. That will lead into our Matador football pregame from Rice Bird Stadium in El Campo for tonight's game between Seguin and Brazoswood. The game kicks off at 7 p.m. tonight on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. Turning to high school volleyball, the Seguin Lady Matadors and San Antonio Edison Lady Bears will meet tonight in a battle for first place in District 27-5A. Both teams are 4-0 early in district play. The match gets underway at 6:30 tonight at Edison High School. The Navarro Lady Panthers host Davenport in a non-district match this evening. First serve is set for 6 p.m. at Navarro High School. And the Marion Lady Bulldogs are home tonight to face New Braunfels Long Creek. That match starts at 6 p.m. at Marion High School. Back to the gridiron, college football. The TLU Bulldogs are home Saturday night to host Howard Payne in a game you'll be able to hear on KWED. The Bulldogs will look to rebound after a loss in their home opener last Thursday to Trinity. Tomorrow's game kicks off at 6 p.m. Our TLU football pregame starts at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon here on KWED. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.